Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's reveal how your seed is always working to produce a harvest. Expect it to grow, water it with praise and thanksgiving, and keep the weeds out.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George Pearson's is back with us, and we're talking about your harvest. We're talking about my harvest. We're talking about George's harvest. Mm-hmm. So we're all excited here, and we're glad you're with us.
Gloria, I am really, really stirred up about reaping our harvest.
Me too.
And I've heard this talk for many years. I heard it for the first time, really, 1998, when Keith Moore was here at our doing a service at church.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a word from the Lord before he spoke his word that he was giving us that day. And he talked about how the Lord was disappointed. He was disappointed in the fact that we had become good sowers, but we were not good reapers.
Yes, that rings a bell.
And he said, you need to get real good at reaping.
That's right.
Well, what I did back then, this is 1999, I listened to Keith Moore's series on Rules of Reaping, which are available on his website. I taught the church, I did a 3-day seminar on how to reap your harvest. And then some years later, I took that same information, and you and I taught that on the broadcast here about 2 or 3 years ago. But recently, Gloria, the Lord has so stirred me up.
Praise God, George.
About reaping our harvest, because it's an encouragement to me. With everything that we have on our plates to do around here,
right,
in addition to everything that needs to be upgraded and needs to be fixed and all of that, you can look at it one of two ways. You could get overwhelmed.
Yes.
Or you could be so excited, because you know there's a harvest out
there
of seed. And what I did at the top of the year, of this year, is I went through all of the areas where we've sown seed. I looked up everything, Gloria. I saw how much money we gave. I saw the airtime that we sowed. I saw the product that we sowed on the broadcast here. All of the materials that go to all the prison ministry. All the airplanes that have been sown through the years, 22 aircraft have been sown through this ministry. You know, we have harvest. And I thought
to
myself, we have not yet reaped the entire harvest
That's
of what's
right.
out there.
Yeah.
There's still harvest out there to be reaped.
I want a copy of that.
I'll get you that.
I'm going to get busy on that.
I am calling it in every day.
Amen.
And you know something, Gloria, one of the things that has stuck with me all of these years, and of course, I've been around here, this is my 41st year. Well, it was in 1978 that you wrote your book, God's Will is Prosperity. Magnificent book.
Thank you.
You need to get it. Anyway, God's Will is Prosperity, and in that, you talked about the testimony of when you were in Hawaii. And you Kenneth had just finished meetings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think you were staying at the Sheraton, Waikiki, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
You went down early to get a seat there for breakfast. And you wanted to be out on the patio area. Well,
there was a line. It was not like it was empty.
Exactly.
It was just the Lord.
In a line. And then this guy cut in front of you and said, well, I want to sit out there.
He was very rude. You know, I don't know if you've been there or not, Slevely Place, but a lot of the eating places, like where you have breakfast and dinner, is outside on a patio looking
mm-hmm.
over the ocean. Well, that's where I like to sit, is outside. So I'm in the outside line here. And this man just comes right in and butts in front of me.
Just jumps in front of me.
And I could have gotten mad about that. And you know, it would ruin my whole deal if
it
I
It would
had.
Have, because they took you around the corner
mm-hmm.
into the back. And I know this place because I've been there before and I know exactly where they took you. They took you way over in the back where you can hardly see the
That's
ocean
right.
from back there.
That's right.
They pulled the seat out and Kenneth actually, he sat down in a seat you were going to sit in. You sat over on the other side, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
When you sat down right next to a lady that turned around and said, oh, Gloria Copeland. And at first you were like, oh boy.
Here it comes.
Here it comes. You know, you guys had just done this meeting and you're having to go home and you just wanted, just the two of you want to have your breakfast. Well, basically she talked about, Lord, I have a gift that I want to give to Gloria Copeland and you've got to get me in touch with her. Well, she pulled out the ring. This is 1978. She pulled out this ring. And let's get a close up of Gloria's ring.
Where am I looking? Right here.
This is the ring.
See it?
that was given to Gloria
Emerald,
Copeland.
Emerald, diamonds, gold. And you see that it moves all the time. It works
moves.
All the time.
Before we started taping a little while ago, you had your hand down like this, and it was spinning, and it was like mesmerizing me.
And so when she gave it to me, I didn't know the woman. She just kind of caught me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When she gave it to me, I looked at it, and I thought, that's my 100-fold return ring. It's like the 100-fold in that it's always working and
there
coming to me.
Ooh,
think about
right.
that. When you believe for your 100-fold return, it's always working, coming to you in abundance.
It's always working.
Hallelujah.
Gloria.
What a blessing.
So I asked you to bring the ring in. I wanted them to see it because it is it's a continual reminder.
Yes, it is.
That ring spinning as it does is that 100-fold return is working for me all the time.
Coming to me.
Now, we're talking today about maximizing.
I hope that woman's watching today because it's
been
a blessing.
That would be
if
so good.
If you are watching, you let me know.
And we're talking about maximizing your harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do believe, and I'll give you a quote that we have on our notes. By the way, all of our notes are available to you. KCM.org, click to the picture of Gloria and me, and it'll take you right to the notes. You can follow right along with us. And these are yours to use. People have downloaded over 1.3 million.
Of your downloads.
Of our downloads have gone out
there. Now think about Georgia Return on that much revelation.
Ooh,
Ooh,
boy, that got me. Mm-hmm. That's good. I'll take that.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, I receive that in Jesus' name, the return on
then
revelation.
You keep giving to us.
Wow.
That revelation.
And of course, I've gotten all this from you, so you're a partaker of that harvest.
I receive it.
But Jerry Savelle said this. Listen to this. He said, your harvest is determined by what you do while you're waiting for it.
That's true.
And
what
this
you say, what you do.
What you say and what you do. And one of the things about the ring is that we do, I mean, that was 1978 when she put that in a book. And here we are, we're into the next century and we're still talking about it. We're still talking about how the 100-fold return is working for me all the time. And Gloria, that's one of the things that I do to maximize my harvest. That, you've heard of a product called Miracle-Gro.
Mm-hmm.
They use it for plants.
Yes.
It helps the plants grow. It helps them to be more healthy. Well, there's some things that we can do that is like Miracle-Gro to our harvest.
Ah, yeah.
There's the 30, 60,
100-fold
return. There are certain things that we can do. And I just wanted to cover these with you. There's just a couple of steps here that we can talk about with
them. That's awesome.
But there's
I wish I'd have thought of that.
There's a bumper crop. There's a bumper crop that's waiting for us. And you and I have talked about this, to where people get discouraged. They give up on their seed.
Oh, yeah.
You said that to me one day. You said, George, don't give up on your seed.
That's right.
So people have given up on their seed. They'll sow, and then they'll start saying things like, well, I guess that's not working for me. Well, what you're doing is you're digging up your seed.
That's right. That's
and
exactly
right. You're not only hindering the growth of it, you're hindering the yield of it. And again, I think about Pop, and I think about
his
peaches.
That's my granddad.
Pop's peaches. And, you know, I had the privilege of knowing him and talking to him. He's a very intelligent man.
He's a precious man,
but he knew his peaches and he knew how to get the best peaches. He knew what to do. And I'm sure there were certain things that he did while those peaches were growing. He was keeping them watered. He was pruning. He was doing whatever was necessary to bring in a great peach harvest. There are some things that we can do to bring in a great harvest into our lives.
And he was a great example of walking in love.
He sowed that love.
Precious, so precious.
He sowed that love. Terry and I, after we first got married, we would, of course, you've got the house there in Arkansas, the prayer cabin,
mm-hmm.
which the people have seen much of. Well, Terry and I will go there every now and then, and we'll spend some time and we'll just pray. It's a wonderful place just to go and pray.
Mm-hmm.
After we got married and before we had children, I can remember this, we would go to Arkansas, and Mom and Pop, it would be maybe 8:00 in the morning, 7:30. Sometimes we're still in bed. You know, we go up there to rest.
Yeah.
Well, Mom and Pop would drive down there to the house just to check on us. Everything okay? You kids okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was so wonderful.
He was.
But there are certain things that we can do that will help our harvest grow, not only the yield of the growth, but also the time frame of the growth.
Amen.
It shouldn't have to take years and years and years and years for a harvest to come in. We should really get to the place. And if you can picture this, picture us coming to a place where we are experiencing such accelerated harvest that you take a seed. Let's say, for instance, this is a seed right here. Mm-hmm. And you take the seed and you throw the seed in the ground, and it, as soon as it hits the ground, bang, harvest pops
up. I like that.
We can get to a place.
Praise
if
God.
We will use our faith and will believe God and do some of these things. So let's look at this,
Gloria.
Oh,
that's great, George.
Let's look at this. In Luke 6:38, we're talking about one of the things that you can do to maximize your harvest. You can expect your seed to grow.
Yeah, expectation.
Expectation is so important. I have such high expectation around here. We all, Gloria, all of us, all the staff, we've got such high expectation of what God is going to do in the harvest that we have, that we're calling to us. And we're seeing things take place. We're seeing things happening all the time. I just heard about this the other day. There's a television network, and this will bless you. There's a television network in Africa, and it emanates out of Nigeria. And it's, I just found this out today.
Today.
That they put us on the air 14 years ago.
All that time we've been preaching.
We have been on that African network all that time.
Praise God.
Glory, that's harvest.
We believe for their hundredfold return.
That is harvest. And I found out from our office over in South Africa that most of the...
Now, how long has it been on?
It's been on for 14 years.
14 years every day?
Every day. The daily broadcast has been on. Every
Hallelujah.
Day. I just found out about that.
You know, any mail, people might not understand but any mail that would come in would go to the African office.
Mm-hmm.
So we might not.
So our African office said we get a lot of mail from that. So that is
Praise
just an example
God.
To you of harvest. I'm expecting that all the time. Say this after me. I expect
my harvest
every time
I sow my seed.
There is, Gloria, a harvest attached Hallelujah. To every seed.
That is so good, George.
I read that statement to you yesterday, and you said you added this onto it, if you don't dig it up.
Yeah, that's right.
So you have to be in a place. Faith is in a continual place of expectation. I have it.
I expect a harvest.
You live in a continual state of expectation. Don't ever give up on your harvest.
No.
Don't ever give up on your seed, like Gloria said, and don't ever give up on your harvest. And you say, like I said this in my notes, you say, I'm expecting a record-breaking harvest.
Yes, amen.
I'm expecting a harvest. And I'm actually saying this right now. I'm saying this for real.
I am expecting a record-breaking harvest
for Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Yes, amen.
I'm expecting record-breaking harvest for the partners of this ministry.
Yes.
I'm expecting the windows of heaven to pour out a blessing that is so huge that there's not enough room to contain it all.
That is a good word, Pastor George.
Expectation. And this one translation that we have here, this English Standard Version, and it will be given to you.
It will.
So expect your seed to grow. That's one thing you can do. Here's another thing. Water your seed with thanksgiving and praise. Water your seed with thanksgiving and praise. Psalm 67, verses 5 and 6. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Mm-hmm. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, will bless us. Well, that comes out of praise
Hallelujah.
And thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Praise and thanksgiving helps things move
praise
along.
Praise God for the answer. Thank
if you get
Jesus.
In a place, Gloria, of thanksgiving, and you get in a habit and a routine of giving God thanksgiving every day, Father, I thank you for the harvest. I thank you for how you are blessing us. There's a momentum that builds. It really does. It moves things along. It moves the harvest along. And Jerry Savelle said this. This is point 3. Listen to this. This is so good. The depth of your praise will determine the magnitude of your harvest.
I believe that.
Wow.
And you don't quit.
And you don't quit. You don't quit.
The Lord led us to showed us the scripture, stay out of debt. Back
right.
when we had very little of anything.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
That could have been discouraging. But what instead, we determined to get our faith going, to lay hold of the house,
right.
the car, the whatever we needed. And it worked.
It worked. And it was
It might not have been as fast as borrowing money, but it was faster than paying off borrowed money.
You were out of debt.
It takes a long time.
You got out of debt within the year.
Yeah, we did.
That was supernatural.
11 months.
11 months. Mm-hmm. That was supernatural. That was a supernatural work of God.
It is the best way to live if you have the tenacious ability
tenacious.
To stay with it.
You get, like you said, get aggressive about
it. That's right.
And that's what it is. Aggressive. Aggressive will not let go.
No.
Aggressive will not quit. Aggressive keeps pressing in
and pressing
in. And
it won't be depressed and it won't get in doubt.
No. No.
You just stay with your whatever you're believing. Same thing's true with physical healing. You believe in God for your healing and you have another pain,
don't let go.
Be moved. You're still believing God for your healing. You
That's
say
right.
it, you have it. I am healed. Don't let the devil talk you out of it.
That's right. That's right. Preach it.
Glory
That's
to God.
It.
Hallelujah.
So what we do to maximize your harvest, or like Jerry Savelle said, you to determine the magnitude of your harvest mm-hmm. really is up to us.
That's true.
It's what we say.
What we say and what we sow.
Well, yeah. What we say and what we sow. You just said it right there.
Okay.
What we say and what we sow. We don't give up. We don't quit. We expect our harvest to grow. And we water that seed with thanksgiving and with praise. So I do this. You know, Gloria has the ring that she just showed you, the hundredfold ring.
Yeah.
Father, I thank you that the hundredfold return is working for me all the time.
Amen.
It's working for me all the time.
Coming to me.
It's working for me. It's working for me during the daytime. It's working for me during the nighttime. The hundredfold return is working for me.
Praise
and like we
God.
Talked about last week, Gloria, we talked about the fact that God has never forgotten a seed.
No.
He remembers every seed that we've ever sown. Plus the fact He remembers every seed that our family has ever sown.
That's right.
There are seeds, I'll put it out like this. There are seeds, I believe, that A.W. Vannetta Copeland sowed into this ministry, that the harvest of it is still out there.
I believe that.
They've reaped some of it, but it's still out there. And so that's where Scripture talks about in John, you can reap where you have not sown.
Amen. I'm in.
So that's there's right. harvest out there.
Yeah.
We get aggressive about it. But what we have to do
is... I believe that return and that blessing is passed on unless the next generation stops it with their unbelieving words and the way they live their life instead of living on the word they live for the devil, then that stops it for that generation. But if the next generation does like our generation has done, our children, they followed on
they
with the principles of faith and they sowed and they believed God and they prospered, every one of them have prospered.
A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children.
That's right. That's what the scripture
And that's what that
says.
Harvest is all about.
Yep.
So we have to maximize the harvest, we must expect it.
Yeah.
We must praise God for it. Praise and thanksgiving
is... Believe you receive the harvest.
Believe we receive it. And praise and thanksgiving is the language of faith.
That's right.
That's the language of faith. I have it. I have it now. I have it now in Jesus' name. And then finally, look at your second page.
Okay.
Keep the weeds out.
Yeah, that's right.
Got to keep the weeds out. Got to keep the weeds out of your garden. My grandfather had a garden. And he sprayed that garden, and he weeded that garden, and he watered that garden, and we have to keep the weeds out. You know, you water the seed with the Word. You got to water that seed with the Word. And this last one, keep the weeds out, I use Genesis 2:15 that says, and the Lord God took the man, put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the word keep there in the Hebrew means to put a hedge of thorns around it, to watch over it, to guard it and protect it and to safeguard it.
Amen.
So that's what we have to do with our garden. We have a garden. We've got a garden. We've got a spiritual garden where we've sown seed into. We have to protect that garden. And weeds include, point three there, Gloria, weeds includes unforgiveness, bitterness, strife, anything to do with walking outside of love.
Right. Praise God.
So we have to pull up the weeds with the words of our mouths and cast them out of that garden, keep that garden clear so that the harvest can come. And I'll read a quote from Brother Copeland here down at the point number 5. He said, from our Faith to Faith book, he said, you're going to have to weed your own crop yourself.
That's good.
So get tough about it. When a little weed pops up, kill it.
Dump it.
Dump it. Don't hang on to it even for a moment. Pull it up by its roots. Spray it with the Word of God.
We got 2 minutes. Can I add something?
You go right ahead.
The Scripture says about faith, for us to believe, we receive when we pray. Mm-hmm. And the word, most of you already know, but the word receive in Greek means take.
Yep.
So when we pray, we just don't go in and beg and beg and beg and beg. We believe we receive whatever we're asking for. If I'm believing for a home, I ask for that home. I believe I received it when I prayed, and from that time on, I consider it my home. I believe. I thank God. I don't pray it over and over and over. I thank God for the new home. I thank God for
thank
the new
Lord.
Home
thank
or the
you,
new
Jesus.
Car or yes. the healing. I thank God that I'm healed. I am healed.
Praise God.
I'm not
Praise
moved by
God.
Anything else. That's
thank
the way
you,
faith operates in a nutshell. And it works.
And it works.
I mean, that's how we've gotten by all
that's
these years.
That's absolutely right, Gloria. And I see here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, I see the harvest that you guys have reaped. But
Praise
I'm telling
God.
You something. You have a whole staff behind you,
yes,
both
we do.
Here in the U.S. and in all of our international offices, that we have all gotten our combines
we are
together.
In faith.
And we are out there in the field with you
Amen.
And Kenneth. And I'm telling you, there are partners out there right now.
That's
you
right.
partners, you get on board with this.
Yes,
you
I
call
am.
In the harvest for yep. Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Let's get this job done. Let's get done what needs to be done so that Jesus can come and we can go on to heaven with
yes,
him.
Amen.
But let's call in the harvest.
And call in your own harvest. Don't
in
and
Jesus
be bold
name.
About
That's
it.
That's right. Be bold about it.
Glory to
Woo-hoo.
God. George and I will be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.